Other challenges for labor inspectors include weak administration. That is, again, you know, no strict legal framework for organizations, and so they evade of providing such benefits or minimum requirements which they need to fulfill. They are not actually doing it because of the loose administration system. New forms of employment, undeclared work, and new technologies and work processes. Now, when we see the market conditions are volatile in nature, very dynamic in nature. So, too much of, replacement, the labor intensive processes are being replaced by technology. So, when this is happening, a proper change management system has to be implemented. But somewhere we are lacking in designing this policy. Earlier, when we designed the policy, is focusing more on labor, less on technology. But when we are talking about technology nowadays, the policies also should go in line. We need to redesign the policy which justifies labor and technology both. Efficient labor administration capable of responding to changing economic and social conditions and justifying the confidence of both employers and workers makes a vital contribution to the improvement of working condition and at the same time to national development. So here, when we are talking about efficient labor administration, it is only possible if we are ready to change with the economic challenges and with the social challenges. So, if we are designing policies which are suitable to the current scenario. Now, say for example, I will take about the amended act of Maternity Act. So, Maternity Act is being redesigned or amended. Say earlier, the females used to get 3 months maternity leave. So, post delivery, they used to get 3 months of paid leaves. After 3 months, they can come back to their work. But then it was found that majority of the women who go for maternity leave, 3 months is not a sufficient period for them to take care of their newborns, and so they leave the job. So here we are somewhere, losing a very strong human resource or trained human resource in terms of women's leaving the job after their maternity leave, because it was not sufficient for them. So it is redefined to 6 months. Now the maternity leave is extended to 6 months, because 6 months is enough time to adjust with the newborn and, making arrangements who can take care of the newborn. So at the same time, company is benefiting with the existing talent whom they have trained. So they actually have invested a lot in training the female workers in their industry. So now they have it in line. They have the trained worker again back to their industry. They are not losing it. So now this particular act was redefined considering the situation, social situation that is prevailing in the society. So similarly, when we want an effective labor administration, every policy which is designed should keep in mind current scenario. Its contribution towards development of participation through social dialogue and tri-party consultation has been recognized all over the world. So here, when we talk about consultation and social dialogue, what do you mean by social dialogue other than only talking about organization growth? So we may have meetings with an employee wherein we are talking about, say, the upcoming projects, the upcoming technologies that we are going to use. But then that is not going to interest the employee. If you talk something which is going to benefit the employee, they will take, more interest. So we can convert these dialogues into social dialogues. How the upcoming technology is going to change their role in the organization, how it is going to benefit an employee. So this somewhere will interest an employee, and even the employee will be more enthusiastic for that. Labor administration has increasingly acquired credibility on account of fairness of labor policies, laws and regulation, which are known as applied uniformly. So now when I talk about labor administration, it combines together of labor policies, legal framework, and this gives a sense of equality among the laborers and sense of justification between employer and employee. It also contains elements of transparency, as there is openness in decision making, which generally involves consultation with and participation by the parties concerned. So when we are talking about here parties concerned, so somewhere we are considering trade union or representatives of employee who will be always taking participation in decision making processes, which are sensitive in nature and which are going to affect employee as a whole, or that is going to change their role in an organization. So whenever we include employee or representatives of employee in decision making process, so these decisions are merely accepted by them without any resistance. Decisions are generally taken after informing the parties about the proposals. So now, well in advance, the parties are being informed that what kind of decisions they are going to take. That means you can say whenever a meeting is conducted, well in advance we know the agenda. Services in labor administration are made available without discrimination. That means we are here talking about equality, right of equality. Organization for labor administration is generally open and responsible. It is accountable for its mandates and activities. In brief, labor administration has come to contain elements of participation, transparency, and responsibility. So when we talk about labor administration, it is not only, you know, just framing of policies and rules and imposing those rules and regulation in the organization, but we are talking about some soft terms like transparency. So how this transparency is going to come? We have spoken about few programs, that is participative programs, suggestion schemes, you know, TQM, that is total quality management. Through this type of programs and implementing such programs in organization, we are bringing in transparency. What is transparency? It is mutual trust between employer and employee. So when employer, you know, involves their employee into decision making, there is a more trustworthy relationship between employer and employee. Employees start trusting the employer, and this is automatically going to create a smooth and healthy industrial relation. At the same time, they are talking about responsibility. So it's not only employer who is responsible to give better working conditions to worker, fair wages to worker, but at the same time it becomes worker's responsibility to, you know, adhere to the rules and regulations, time boundings, then reducing wastages, higher productivity. So even here the workers are responsible. So we talk a group of workers as trade union. So even the trade union is responsible for the industrial relations, and not only employer. So trade union also take care that they don't go on illegal strikes, they don't go for slow down strikes, etc. So even here the trade union is showing some commitment towards industrial relation. As per International Labour Organization, labor administration is an acknowledged actor in the elaboration of economic and social policies of government. So as per the definition of International Labor Organization, labor administration in any country is a key actor, or I can say a key area wherein it is going to help the economical and social policies of government, to design economical and social policies of government. A major source of information in its field of competence for government, employer and worker decision making. So it acts as a major source of information. Who acts as a major source of information? Yes, labor administration system in a country. They will provide information and data to the government so that government can take initiative by designing policies which will help the current workforce prevailing in the country. An active intermediary for preventing and settling industrial disputes. So when we are talking about smooth industrial relationship, the other part is disputes. So when there are lesser number of disputes, automatically the industrial relation goes smooth. So here what is happening exactly? They are acting as a middleman between the organization's management and the employees and trade unions to settle these disputes as fast as possible, so that we do not waste too much of time getting into these disputes. an informed observer of the trends and development of society. Now, observer, that means they are collecting information and data from the society on regular basis. Because information collected today may not be of any use, say, few days after collection of the information, that may be of no use, that may be waste. So, continuous collection is very important so that periodically they can review on the policies and rules and regulations that need to be framed for an effective workforce. By virtue of its special links with social partners, and now how they are going to do this, because they are linked with social partners. Social partners, that means society as a whole, and say trade union associations. There are several agencies who are actually looking after the labor organizations and their issues. So they have links with all other departments from wherein they can collect the updated data or information, and they can also update about the upcoming trends. Now say for now, what trend is going on? Digitalization is a trend. So this digitalization somewhere, you know, is going to replace people. So well in advance, there will be policies designed for industry that in case they are going for digitalization, how they will compensate their employees well in advance. So this kind of policy making is required when the trend is going on. Once the trend is over and you implement the policy, that will be of no use. A provider of effective solutions to the evolving needs of its users. Now, users are generally who? Government, to design policies and rules. Employers, who needs to follow these rules and regulation, and employees, who are going to enjoy because of this policies, rules and regulations. Some of the specific contributions of labor administrations are formulation of labor policy consistent with the needs of the society and economy and taking into account the views of the parties affected. Now, there are directly two parties affected when we talk about labor organization or industrial relation. The major parties are definitely organization and the employees working in that organization, trade unions who are associated with this organizations. So now labor administration is also having a participative approach. Before designing any policy, they are taking views and suggestions from these two parties also. Establishment of uniform standards of labor and adoption of steps for their effective observance and enforcement. So not only designing, but also they are looking after smooth implementation of such policies. Improvement of the working and living conditions of workers and protecting those who need special protection. So now when I say improvement is a continuous process, it is not a one-time activity. So today when I say providing hygienic and clean water is mandatory by any organization or management, I may change this rule. Providing cold water in summer is mandatory. So we may, you know, redefine our policies, improve our policies, which will help not only the organization but also the employer to grow and increase the standard of living. And we also take care of some special classes. Now when I talk about special classes, that is say women's working in an industry, child labor, or the employees who are under the age of 18, or I say handicapped employees. So we have some special provisions for them. So they need to be taken care of, or they need to be taken special care of. Maintenance of industrial peace and harmony. So we also have some programs which will help us to create transparency, responsibility and smooth going of industrial relation, which will create cooperation between employer and employee. Identification of the rights and obligation of the parties and ensuring their effective compliance. When we talk about compliance, that means a point of agreement wherein both the parties agree to that point. Promotion of cooperation among the parties and encouragement to consultation with the participation of employees and workers. Some of the specific contributions of labor administrations is also penalizing those not complying with provision of law, rules and regulations. Now say labor administration with the help of employer, employee, government have designed policies which need to be implemented by an employer. But through its labor inspector, they came to know that during the inspection, they have found that employer fails to follow such rules and regulation in the industry. So what will be the procedure now? Now we need to penalize, as we have also discussed, that disciplinary action is a control mechanism so that others also, you know, don't escape from this. Otherwise, few of them are genuinely following rules and regulation, whereas some employers are not providing those benefits to their workers. And if no action is taken against them, others might also do the same. So for this, now again we need to decide what type of penalizing or what type of actions will be taken against such employers who are not following to these rules and regulations. Making available the governmental services for ensuring compliance with the declared policies and program. Now, government also plays an important role when we talk about control mechanism. So there are certain machineries, certain committees which are formed to take care of. Besides promoting labor administration system in a variety of forms, ILO standard at the same time promote the collection of labor statistics. So here we are not only formulating policies and rules, but here ILO, International Labour Organization, is providing statistics on the world level because it has many countries as a member of ILO. So we have good statistics with the ILO, which is being published on the world level. Now say for example, in the recent report they have published that participation of women in the workforce is very important, not only on the grounds of social justice, but when we take a economical point of view, participation of women will also help us to grow economically. Their contribution will also help us to grow economically. When we talk about leadership positions, it is being surveyed and it is being concluded that women leaders are multi-talented and they possess more skills as compared to men. So now these type of statistics also is being provided by the surveys conducted by the ILO, which are invaluable in identifying needs and formulating labor policy at both national and international level. While labor administration exists in most countries around the world, many of them face financial and material difficulties. So now, as we have already discussed, that few of the standards which are being released by ILO, they are not mandatory to be followed by some countries. Why? Because some countries really face difficulties financially, and when it comes to material or operational difficulties, they are not efficient enough to provide that basic standards to their workers. So certain things are voluntary in nature and certain basic standards are compulsory. Now say for example, when we talk about child labor, so it is mandatory for every country not to hire a person or employee who has not attained the age of 14. So under 14, if anybody is hired, is called as a child labor, and which is considered as a crime for any country. So these are some standards which every country has to follow, and there are some standards which are voluntary in nature. Now say for example, minimum wages, which may differ from country to country on availability of their financial resources. Adequate financing of labor administration system is therefore necessary in order to maintain and strengthen this important tool for developments. So in any country, when we talk about labor administration, should be given due importance, because somewhere this labor administration will create a positive cycle which will give benefits to the country as a whole. So here we have identified few areas wherein on the world level how International Labour Organization is helping its fellow members to design their labour policy, and to take care of, designing this policy, implementing this policy, and having a better control on such type of policy, designing and redefining the policy, a labor administration system plays a very vital role. So if the labor administration system is efficient in nature, we will definitely have, smooth rules and regulations easily acceptable by parties associated to the labor laws. And overall, it will create a positive cycle of growth and smooth functioning of industrial relations. Thank you very much.